All right, Nay, you still with us?
I'm still there.
So three voice notes. Listen properly, because you have to choose who is going to be your date. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. First up, we've got Siam Tanda.
Hi, Mavs. I heard that you're looking for a date, and I think I'm the perfect person for you because I'm cute. I'm outgoing. I respect people's decisions, and I'm always smiling. I never get angry, and also, I'm from Durban, you know. Yeah, it's just around the corner, not far away from you, so you won't have to travel every time when you need to see me, you know that. Yeah, that's me, yo.
See, I'm Tanda Duma, 20, from Scottsboro. She's She's cute. She's outgoing. She's always smiling. She lives just around the corner. That's number one.
Yeah, she never gets angry. That's very good because you're always busy, man. So she never gets angry, and yeah, like Darren said, just around the corner. Are you ready for?
I heard that.
Okay, so number two, Ulungi Wakwazondi.
Hi, East Coast. My name is Lungi. I'm 21 years old and I live in Tongaat. Why I think I'm perfect? Okay, can I not say perfect? Can I just say suitable? Because I mean, nobody's perfect. Anyways, I'm already on 14 seconds. I'm very outgoing. I can keep a conversation going, and I promise I will not treat him like a celebrity and spend the whole day taking pictures and selfies and posting hashtag a date with name maps or whatever. I'm pretty, I think, and I'm very funny. I'm goofy, and I like food. I think apparently guys like a girl who appreciates a good meal, or so I've heard. Although that doesn't explain why I'm single, but yeah, that is my argument.
Lungi from Tongaat, 21 years old, and also to, able to you know, to check her time for herself. 14 seconds in, I like that. I like a girl who knows how long she's been talking.
She's outgoing, she says. She says she's goofy, she loves food, and she promises that she won't treat you like a celebrity. Let's look at number three. Notando from Inanda.
I'm all that he said he wanted in a woman. Moreover, I love the gym. I'm kind. I know how to have fun, but not in a dirty way. Just good fun. And I'm open-minded. And the other thing is that in 2016, I was doing my second matric. I tried to enter a competition so that he'd be my matric dance date, but I didn't win. And the matric dance was cancelled anyway, so I really, really wish to be with him just for one day or a night, have a little chat with him, even a handshake, a hug, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Siam Tanda from Scottsboro, Lungi from Tongaat, Notando from Inanda. How do you even choose,
I know we're supposed to have top three, guys, there's a fourth voice note that has come in last minute.
Kiri.
And definitely, Nay, this is the one you want to hear.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt. What's up? Kiri Miller here. You may remember me from East Coast Breakfast. Two words for you. Pick me. Why? Because together you and me be fly. I think that the Hilton, the Big Easy, a little bit of red wine, a little bit of chats, you know, we'd really get along well. And who knows? You could be Nay Miller if all goes well. Come on, man. Can we be your breakfast hookup?
Oh, what? That was unexpected. Where did that come from?
Kiri Miller.
You guys said that behind my back. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Nay. This is awkward.
Yeah, Nay, it's not awkward at all. Just ignore that last one. So you've got the top three there, and the moment is now. You have to decide who is Nay Maps from Uzalo, from planet Earth, from the universe, going to take on a date.
But look, yo, guys, this is so tough. Look, I think it's been quite cute. I mean, it's been quite nice, you know, to be able to get all these DMs, and I wish I could take them all. Let's see. Look, I like them all, but since I have to choose, let's just commend all the ladies for making it this far.
Yeah.
Stop being a politician. Choose someone.
Okay. I think I will go with The first one, Siamtanda.
Siamtanda.
Yeah.
Nice. So, nice choice.
Uyamtanda, huh?
Siamtanda. I think there's something there. But you know what, guys? Even though it's, I just think because of all the tweets and Instagram information and communication I've been getting, I just think I haven't had enough time. I just think it's been so interesting.
Are you getting cold feet?
Let's do this. I'm not getting cold feet. Even though I chose Siamtanda,
yeah,
I like to still give some other people that may have not really heard or struggled to get into this competition another week. Let's give another week.
Okay.
This time maybe we can have an interesting more challenge. We'll say, I want to see them. Let them do a video.
Oh, you're such a guy.
It's only fair. I totally know where you are. 100%. I can see where you're coming from.
I mean, look, even though Siamtanda's got a great voice and those other contestants have great voices, I want to make it more interesting. I want to see them. I want more. I mean, it shouldn't be that easy to just go on a date with me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. So do you want to go Instagram?
Let them do some video on Instagram. Tag me. Tag the breakfast hookup and ECR and all of that.
Okay, so hold on. Are you going to choose someone from Instagram and then the Instagram winner and Siamtanda will go head-to-head to win you or what?
Look, because Siamtanda kind of made it this far.
Yeah.
She can still really, really do a video as well.
Yeah.
Others that still feel like they can do better.
Yeah.
I'm just giving more ladies a chance.
All right. I'm with you 100%. We'll work on the T's and C's and all of that on this side. Give us 5 or 10 minutes. We'll work on all of that. But at this stage, provisionally, we're looking for girls to give us a short video on Instagram saying why they need to go on a date with you as well. And join Siamtanda on that shortlist. Do I understand you correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then by this time next week, we'll have a date for you.
Look, let's do that. Let's make it happen.